Go.
The importance of a smile. What it means to smile. Some people just can't smile. They're like constipated. But what does it mean to smile? How important is it, a smile? We know there's a mitzvah in the Torah, b'halachta b'drachav, to walk in Hashem's ways. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose of a human being. The tafkid of a human being, Jew or Gentile, is to walk in God's ways. The pasuk in the book of Devarim, b'halachta b'drachav, to walk in Hashem's way. How do you walk in God's ways? How? Many ways. But today we're going to concentrate on one particular aspect of God's character that we can emulate. There's a pasuk in Bamidbar 6, pasuk 25. Bamidbar 6, pasuk 25. Yadonai ponav alecha v'chineka. May God shine His face on you and give you grace. What does that mean, God shines His face on you? What does that mean? Says Rashi in Bamidbar 6, Pasuk 25, Yarelecha panim sochakot. Yarelecha panim sochakot, panim tzuhubot. God shows you, mazeh panim sochakot.
Smile.
God smiles on us. Ponim tzohobot means, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. God shows us a smiley, happy, sunshine face, says Rashi. So what's the message? We have to emulate God's ways. So if you smile on somebody and show them a happy face, you are emulating the boss.
So it's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah to smile.
A really mitzvah?
To smile. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is, Yadonai ponav alecha v'chineka. Since God smiles on us,
we have to smile.
And our duty in life is to emulate God,
So
we have to smile on a fellow human being and show him a happy sunshine face. No, even if your heart is broken. My Rebbe Rapam, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, had a great rabbi. He suffered a lot. He had a lot of personal afflictions. And he always had a smile on his face. So he said, Rebbe, we know you have a lot of pain and sorrow in your life. Why are you always smiling? He says, because I have to emulate God. If I'm hurting inside, I have no right to cause you pain. If I'm going to show you a sour, bitter face, You'll be upset. It's enough that I'm upset. I don't want to upset you. I have a duty to emulate my Creator. God smiles on us, so even though I'm hurting inside, I have to smile on you. Because I have to emulate the boss. V'halachta b'englit, v'halachta b'drachav, means to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yarelecha panim sechakot, panim tzuhubot, so we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though we're hurting inside. I had a great Rebbe Rapam, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha. And that's what he told us. More than that, how does it tie in with Pesach?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pasuk in Parshas Bo, Ushmartem et ha-matzot. You shall guard the matzah. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
When we guard the matzah, shouldn't get stolen. So Rashi brings two interpretations. Rashi says, guard the matzah. When you see the dough is about to rise, splash it with cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But that's good for bakers. I don't bake matzah, do you? And we know the Torah is what? Not
everybody,
just for bakers.
It's for everybody.
So Rashi brings another interpretation. When Rashi brings two interpretations, he's not happy with the first one. Because the Torah is not just for bakers. Ushmartem et ha-matzot. Says Rashi, al tikre et ha-matzot, ela ha-mitzvot. There are no dots in a Torah scroll. So the word, ushmartem et ha-matzot, could be read, ushmartem et ha-mitzvot. Guard the mitzvot. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Shemitzvah Shabal Yotcha Al Tachmitzeno. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, do it miyad. Do it miyad. A mitzvah that comes to your hand, do it miyad. So my Rebbe Rapam, the great tzaddik, says, there are no extra words in Rashi. A mitzvah that comes to your hand. Mm-hmm. What does Rashi have to add the word comes to your hand? A mitzvah that comes to you. A mitzvah that comes to you, do it right away. Don't let it get stale. So the question is, there are no extra words in Holy Rashi. What does Rashi have to say? In Baliyotcha. The mitzvah comes to your hand, do it immediately. Well, no, mitzvah doesn't come to my foot. What do you mean? Which mitzvah is Rashi talking about? A mitzvah that comes to your hand, that's always there, do it right away. Don't let it pass by. Which mitzvah is Rashi talking about? Put on a happy face. You have my Rebbe said? That's a mitzvah that comes to our hands, we don't even realize it. Some people frown. Person's having a bad hair day, and you smile on him. You make his day. You're acting godlike. So when Rashi says, Mitzvah Shabal Yotcha, Al Tachnitzena, Sayosa Miyad, which mitzvah is Rashi talking about? Valachta Bidrachav, Yorashem Ponav Alecha, Yarelcha Ponim Sachakot, smile on your brother. There used to be a song like that in the 60s. Smile on your brother.
Is it?
So when you smile on a fellow human being, Ralph, you're acting like God. Don't have to give blood to act like God. A smile, a kind word. You're doing the mitzvah, v'halachta bedrachav, yu'ashem ponav alecha v'chineko. And that's a mitzvah that comes to a person's hands all the time, and he just doesn't realize it. He just walks by. Something that's in your hand all the time. Don't let it get away from you. Ushmartem et ha-mitzvot. Matzot, mitzvot. The same word. There are no dots in a Torah scroll. Pretty amazing. Huh?
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
Not finished yet. In Parshas Vayechi, my class, I tell the students they have to have nimble fingers.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot.
So you got to see. Video text, right?
Right. You have to see it inside. Right? Because seeing, oisiyos machimos, when you see something inside, you remember it much better. Now we're going to Bereshis 49, Genesis 49, Pasuk 12. Genesis 49, Pasuk 12. Yaakov Avinu is on his deathbed, and he's blessing his children.
Mm-hmm.
He's speaking to Yehuda. Chachlili einayim miyayin, uleben shinayim mechalav. Eyes sparkling from wine, and teeth whiter than milk. What is it, a dentist commercial? What is Yaakov Avinu talking about?
Why is he smiling? Because when you don't steal
my thunder. What is Yaakov Avinu speaking about?
Right.
What is Yaakov Avinu speaking about? It's not a commercial for what? For white teeth. Says the Gemara Masechta Ketubot. The verse is translated, Chachlili einayim miyayin, eyes that sparkle more than wine. Sparkling eyes. Eyes that are smiling. Uleven shinayim, and a toothy smile, mechalav, is more precious than buying a guy a milkshake. I love milkshakes, but if someone smiles on me, it's more precious to me. Because a milkshake, you drink in 2 minutes, you're thirsty again. If someone shows me a toothy smile, it doesn't wear off like a milkshake. That stays with me forever. smile. That's the pasuk. That's what the Gemara in Ksubas says. And who is Yehuda? Lo yoseh shevet ben Yehuda. Yaakov is blessing Yehuda that he will be the Mashiach from him.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the kesher between Yaakov appointing the descendant of Yehuda as Mashiach and eyes more sparkling than wine and a toothy smile is more precious than what? Than a milkshake. When will Mashiach come? When we learn to smile on each other. That will bring the Messiah. That's why he gave this bracha to Yehuda. Yehuda is the Mashiach. When will Mashiach come? When we learn to smile on each other, not to frown.
No machlokas.
Then Mashiach will come. Chachlili einayim yayin, eyes more sparkling than wine. Uleven shinayim, and a toothy white smile. Not a dentist commercial. Mechalav is more precious than milk. That's how the Talmud in Tzubot gives this interpretation. Pretty amazing. And the Mishnah says in Masechta Avot, Hevei mikabel eskola adam b'seve panim yofos. Receive, doesn't say a Jew, receive every human being b'seve panim yofot. What does that mean?
Smile on your face.
Put a smile on your face. That's Judaism. You hear? Mikabel kol adam, says the Mishnah, b'sever panim yafot, because God smiles on us, so we have to smile on a fellow human being. Yes, like a shot.
And there is a trick to smell if you can't. Is to count your blessings and to be gratitude to Hashem.
Nachon.
If you count your blessings and you have gratitude to Hashem, you will smile.
That's right. And even the tragedy that struck us, we know that Usher is much happier where he is now. He's much happier.
Amen.
So for us it hurts, but he's much happier. Because he's with a Kodesh Baruch Hu now. He's not suffering. His body was torn, but that's not him. That's a torn shirt. That's not him.
And now he's free.
He is free. He's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's smiling. He is smiling.
So what should we do? Try to
so
smile.
We have to smile with him. Even he wants us to be happy. Because he's happy. He's finally free.
Amen.
So he's happy. He wants us to be happy. The Talmud says when a tzaddik dies, it's called helula. Helula is an Aramaic word for a wedding. When a tzaddik dies, it's a wedding because reunited and it feels so good.
Right.
When a tzaddik dies, he's reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called a wedding. And the Talmud says in Moed Katan, when a tzaddik dies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misameach im anashama kechatan im akala. When a tzaddik dies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices with the soul like a chassan rejoices with his kala. So we were crying, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Usher were rejoicing. That's the Olam Hafuch. You know what Olam Hafuch means? Upside down world.
Upside down world,
yeah. We were crying, but Usher and HaKadosh Baruch Hu were what? Laughing.
Rejoicing.
It's an upside down world.
It's the same with Lag BaOmer. It's an upside down. That's why we celebrate.
And the Talmud says something strange. When a baby is born, the baby is what?
It's crying because.
And the relatives are what? Laughing.
Cheering.
Yeah.
But when a tzaddik dies, it's the other way around. The relatives are what?
Crying.
And he is laughing. It's a pasuk in Mishlei 31. Eshes Chayil Miyimtza. We say it every Friday night. Mishlei 31, Vatischak Leyom Achron. She laughs on her last day. Who's the she?
Neshama.
The neshama is feminine.
Yeah.
We say it every Friday night. Why? Because Friday night is Me'en Olam Haba. Friday night is a taste of life after death.
Mm.
Don't you know that? Yeah. Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. Yeah. So it's very appropriate that we sing Mishlei 31. We call it Eshes Chayil Miyimsa, but it's Mishlei 31. And there King Solomon says, Vatischak Liyom Achron. She laughs on her last day. Who's she? The godly soul. So the relatives are crying, but the godly soul is laughing. Pretty amazing. And we say it on Friday night because Shabbat is a taste of what? Men Olam Haba. Okay?
And that's why the neshama is compared to a flame, right?
Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam.
Because the flame wants to come loose from the, how do you say, lont?
From the Ner.
Beautiful.
It wants to come loose, but
the flame is struggling always
to go Hashem,
up.
To
Hashem.
Up to go up.
Yeah.
To the wax is the body. That melts,
right.
But that's not the human being. That's just the coating.
Yeah.
The neshama is constantly struggling like the flame to rise up. The Zohar HaKadosh says, how does a tzaddik die? The Shechina appears to him. And it's like a magnet. The Shechina gets, I'm so excited, that the Shechina just jumps out of the body. That's how God takes a tzaddik. God appears to him without the mask. And then neshama from great ecstasy just what? Literally jumps out of her skin.
Just like Har Sinai, right?
Exactly. Well, you know your stuff. That's what happened to Har Sinai. Every time God spoke to us, why did we die? The neshama got so excited that it just jumped out of its skin, out of its garment. So God said, no,
go back.
You got to go back. Happened 10 times. And the neshama gets so excited when it sees her source, her soulmate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a magnet that just attaches. That's the ecstasy. When a tzaddik dies, it's called Misas Neshika, the kiss of death.
Oh, yeah.
That's when a tzaddik dies, it's ecstasy for the neshama. It's pretty amazing. Reunited with the source.
Beautiful.
Okay, Ralph, this is for you. I hope you take it and you apply it.
You will.
Okay.
Okay. Right.